This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Pella Corporation, Golf Cars of Iowa, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, Precision Pulley and Idler, and Two Rivers Cooperative. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Regional Health Center, Central College, Van Haften Racing, Lucas County Health Center, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Dave's Pro Auto in Lytton. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why do our public safety volunteers do what they do? In the fifth part of a 10-part program, let's go in-depth with John Pierce and Josh Stansberry with the Columbia Fire Department. So, John, the Columbia Fire Department's busy, isn't it?
We're busy at times. It's mostly due to our ambulance. We do some fire calls, but they're mostly in the summer, spring, when there's grass fires. We do a lot of grass fires. We don't have too many structure fires. It's been probably a few years since we've had a structure fire.
A serious one?
Yeah. Serious one?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen you at structure fires. I remember, I guess it's been a few years, that one in the middle of the night that down there you were at, and I see you, there's a car wreck in that part of the county. You guys are there, grass fires all the time. It seems pretty busy. You must have a decent size group of volunteers that help out.
We have about 16 on our department right now.
That's really good, isn't it?
Some of them are more active than others, but I'm sure it's that way with every department.
Joy, your wife, is on?
Yeah, Joy's on, and three of the boys are on.
Well, that's handy with four members from the same family.
Well, really four, I guess.
Four members from the same family.
I count Josh as one of the family.
And Josh, how long have you been helping out?
It'll be 10 years this year.
10 years?
Yeah.
You're not that old.
Nope.
I got him when he was pretty young before somebody else got him.
Yeah? Well, what do you get out of it? Why do you do it?
Oh, you know, some of it can be a hassle, you know, from times. You know, it seems like it's always a bad time or you're busy doing something when we get tripped out, but then there's a lot of satisfaction. Yesterday we had a guy that broke his hip, and he's 83 and his wife's older, and they just couldn't, they had to have us, and it just kind of, the self-satisfaction where you can help somebody out when they're truly in a time of need, and that's kind of what does it for me, I guess. You know, they appreciate it more than you could ever know, just for, you know, being there for them when they need it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you by Benz & Sons Tree Service, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Pizza Hut, Marion County Auto Body, J. Olson State Farm Agency, and Harold Trailer Sales. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Public Health, Don's Heating and Cooling, DMB Supply, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Verduft Agency, and Melcher Dallas Schools.
I continued my conversation with John Pierce and Josh Stansberry with the Columbia Fire Department. And so how long have you been doing it, John?
I joined the fire department in 1978. Yeah. Last century sometime.
So that's 22, 32, 37 years, am I adding right?
Probably.
All right, and you're not tired of it yet?
Oh, no, don't get tired. We started our ambulance service there in 2003, and didn't know if we'd be needed that much, but we found out that we are, and the people are really appreciative to think they can have an ambulance service there out of Columbia. Always before, they just loaded somebody in a pickup or tried to get them there themselves. And once in a while would call the ambulance, but most of the time they just tried to get them there themselves.
And sometimes you need somebody there that knows what they're doing. Somebody can provide some basic medical treatment.
Though. Yeah, the cardiac's really the nice thing. You can start some your cardiac protocol in the field, do a 12 lead, and it's a big help.
Well, and what kinds of jobs do the people that help out, what do they do in the regular life? How do they make a living?
Well, most of them work someplace, and that's why it gets to be a challenge sometime in the daytime to have help. My oldest boy there, Jeff, he works at the co-op, so he sometimes can get away in the daytime if they aren't too busy. And Josh there, he works at home. Helps us out there at home, and he's got his own business too, but he's usually around, so he does a lot of driving on the ambulance, or if we got a fire, he can jump in there and do things that I tend to back off from, like going in the house or something like that. I just soon stay outside anymore. I don't want to be a liability.
Mm-hmm. There's just something when you get up there in age, quite have stuff you used to have?
Well, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I know what you're talking about. But I see you outside, and you're running the show. You've got a responsibility outside that you can't be doing from inside the house.
Yeah, and so I use my age as a thing to keep me out sometimes. But if it was shorthanded or something, I'll do whatever has to be done.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Dowie Pest Control, Knoxville Farm and Home, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Ulrich's Meat Market, and Marion County Rural Water. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Mike's Towing, Red Rock Electric, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, Hewitt Service Center, New Leaf E-Cigs, and Barn Builders.
I continued my conversation with John Pierce and Josh Stansberry with the Columbia Fire Department. So is it a young person's game, really? Is it mainly for young people? Or?
Well, it turns out that our average age, it would probably be in the 30s, don't you imagine?
Probably.
I might bump it up to 40, I don't know. But,
I'm probably about the newest member, one of the newest, and I've been on there we've had some people come and go since then, but, we're all a pretty tight group of friends, and, we all do things outside the fire department together, so I think that's kind of why everybody sticks around, is we have fun. And we're all friends.
Did you become friends because you were on the department, or were you friends outside to start?
A little bit outside, but mainly the fire department. Everybody's. That's how I knew everybody, but I've got to know everybody a lot better from being on the department.
Well, yeah, you're working together in a dangerous situation that builds bonds.
Yep.
What kinds of training do you go through?
Well, for a paramedic, it's a couple of years, and you got to have 60 hours of continuing ed every 2 years. And all the fire department, whether you're an EMT or just on the fire department, you have to have CPR, and that's good every 2 years. And then we go over some fire stuff. We got some firefighter one on our department, and we go over things yearly. Some of our skills we don't get to use in the field, so we practice them in the department, within the department.
Yeah, it's not like you're in a big metro area where you're going to be going to a structure fire once a week or something.
No.
Is it hard to keep your skills up, Josh?
Oh, no. We kind of do it enough that you don't really forget, and, stuff like that. For me, anyways, it's just kind of imprinted. You don't forget how to start the pumps and, get water coming for a fire. You don't forget how to drive the ambulance or run the cot. I mean, it's just second nature. I've done it for so many years now.
or air packs. You guys put on air packs. We do some mutual aid, and then we get on some structure fires on mutual aid.
That's helping out another department.
Yes.
Do you do that very often?
Well, whenever we're called, I don't know. We probably did it maybe not over three or four times this last year, but there's usually a need when you do that.
And it happens on grass fires a lot in the spring, doesn't it?
Yeah, if they get to be big and it's windy, you don't want to hesitate to call mutual aid. Call them. They would rather be called and canceled than wait till everything's out of control.
Well, it seems like on residential fires, that almost always happens, right? You call another department in.
Right. Yeah, you do it right away, too. If you're out in a rural area, you've got to rely on tankers. We have two fire hydrants in our township, I believe.
Two fire hydrants in your township,
yeah.
Well, of course. And no, I didn't know there were two.
Yeah, well, there's one over by the Weiler Tower, and then there's one...
On Story Drive.
Yeah, just north of G76 on Story Drive. There's one there. But usually we can... That's where we fill up. I mean, there's one house there that... I mean, we could protect that by hooking up to a hydrant, but the rest of the houses are too far away. You can't string a hose that far.
Well, and so you need at least two trucks, tanker trucks, because, I mean, how many... I mean, you could go through a couple in a big house fire.
Oh, yeah.
At least.
Yeah, that last fire there at...
In Attica.
Yeah. There was three or four tankers at least.
Yeah. Attica was there, Knoxville Rural. We were there, and it was an all-day or all-evening deal.
Shuttling water back and forth. Mm-hmm. And we've got a nice tanker. It's one of the nicest ones in the county. It holds 3,500 gallons of water.
Where does the funding for all this come from?
That particular one, we got a FEMA grant. The tanker cost $210,000, and we had to come up with 5%, which we could do. So that was a nice grant. We couldn't afford something like that otherwise. We get some tax money, but having no incorporated town in the township, our tax money usually goes towards insurance.
Let me guess how many people are in the township. I want to say 750.
Yeah, there could be somewhere around that.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
But that's close enough?
Yeah.
It's a pretty low number. I mean, Columbia's the biggest town, if you want to call that a town. And then it's just farms and homesteads.
Yeah, I don't have over 60 or 70 people in hand. And most of them are kids.
More in depth. After this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, Knoxville Raceway, Iowa State Savings Bank, Marion County Fair Association, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville Clinic, Motor In Auto Group, McCorkle Hardware, Plum Supply, D-Rails Details, the Newton Police Department, and PCM Schools.
I continued my conversation with John Pierce and Josh Stansberry with the Columbia Fire Department. Do you have all the equipment you need?
Well... Yeah, basically we do, but we have JAWS, but whether we have the manpower to run the JAWS and have the ambulance like on a car wreck, it's just we usually call mutual aid because then they can come and help us out. But we really have all the equipment that you're supposed to have. Some of it is getting old and probably needs to be updated. And we sometimes rely on other departments that'll send us their used stuff. They have more of a tax base. A lot of them do. Somebody told me, I don't know what department gets a couple $100,000 a year. Well, we would be in heaven if we got that, but there's no way that's going to happen.
Do you need more members?
When we add more members, our insurance goes up. So we need the number that will do the job. but we don't need extra members because it eats our insurance. When our insurance first came out, it was more than our tax base, and I had to let some members go that really wasn't active anyway to lower insurance, or we would have been in a hole in our insurance.
Wow.
Now, most people probably don't know that.
I was just going to say that.
No.
I bet most people don't know that. What else don't we know about what you all do that you think we should know?
Well, Josh can attest to this. I get phone calls sometimes two or three times a week from somebody who don't know if they need an ambulance or they need some help, maybe help getting up. And I don't always go through dispatch at all. A lot of people have my phone number.
So you get called directly?
Yeah.
Wow, so the official county totals that are compiled, they don't even...
No. The neighbor called this week. His wife called. He wasn't feeling good. Shaking one thing or another. Didn't know if she'd go to the hospital. And when she told me his heart rate, I said, you need to go. And I said, do you want the ambulance? And no, she said, I'm getting my son to take him. And things like that.
Or a few days before that, the same guy called a suspicious vehicle parked at the end of the driveway, and it was 10 o'clock at night, and he's an older guy now, and he felt more comfortable having somebody else go check it out. So we went, you know, made sure everything was all right, and it was a lady, her car broke down, but, you know, just simple little things that, you know, it takes up time. I mean, there might be days, you know, we'll put a full day of work in the ambulance or, you know, fire trucks, and then we still have to get all of our other stuff done, you know, chores and one thing or another.
We're quite a ways from any town, you know, Sheraton or Knoxville, and somehow people want to rely on us just for some kind of basic things. A lot of people hate to call an ambulance if they don't need it out in the country. Now, I'm not saying it's that way in town from what I hear, but anyway, out in the country, a lot of people, they don't want to call the ambulance unless they absolutely think it's necessary.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today as, you know, they think about what you all are doing down by Columbia to help people out? Anything else you'd like to share?
Well, we have our fundraisers, and people give us good support on that. They come, they like to support us because, like I've said before, they like the idea of having an ambulance right not far away from town that they can call and rely on.
So good community support you have.
Yes. Yep.
Thanks to John Pierce and Josh Stansberry for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.